I think it was an album which could have been made a fantastically good album if it had been compressed a bit and didn't. But a lot of people I know think it's still the best album they made.
Back in the USSR!
They're very varied stuff, you know, Rocky Raccoon, Piggies, Happiness is a Warm Gun, that kind of stuff. Happiness
is a warm gun. You know, there was a lot of ego in that band, and there was a lot of songs that should have just maybe been elbowed or made into B-sides.
In fact, I think it's a fine little album, and I think the fact that it's got so much on it is one of the things that's cool about it.
We should have put it out as two separate albums, a white and a whiter album.
You know, I'm not a great one for that. You know, maybe it was too many of that. It was great, it sold, it's the bloody Beatles' white album. Shut up.
Thank you.
One, two, three. Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I won't.
Yes, you will.
That's a bit of Paul's I Will, which took more than 60 takes to perfect to Paul's liking. You might recall that take one of I Will appears on the Beatles Anthology Volume 3 CDs. I'm Joe Johnson, back with more from the White Album Remastered. Now, Paul's love for the sound of the 20s appears twice on the White Album, in his song Honey Pie and on this one. Though it's missing its brass accompaniment, here's Martha, My Dear from the White Album Remastered. From Disc 6 of the White Album Remastered, that's Paul's Martha, My Dear. The other 20s-influenced track of Paul's on the White Album Remaster, Honey Pie, appears on the Escher Demos disc, and also just the instrumental backing track, which you're hearing here, is also on Disc 6. Hope you're enjoying part one of our White Album Remaster show. The album's stark cover was designed by Richard Hamilton, one of Britain's leading figures in the creation of pop art. The exterior of the album has the words The Beatles embossed on it, and early copies of it were sequentially numbered. Ringo sold his copy, number 001, 3 years ago at auction for $790,000. Read more about the White Album and see White Album videos and Joe's Fab Four links on our homepage at brunchradio.com. And more White Album bonus tracks and Last Week in Today's Beatle Brunch on demand at brunchradio.com. Now it's time for our Mind Games contest, where you can win the 3-CD set of the White Album, available now, courtesy of UME. Here's the question. Who liked his songs on the double album better than those on Pepper? Answer Mind Games at brunchradio.com or tweet your answer at BeatleBrunch. Good luck. The Brunch is produced by Segway Productions and Compass Media. Join the Beatle Brunch Club so you can access every week's show with bonus tracks for just pennies a day at brunchradio.com. Next week, we'll take a tip from Ringo and present the Whiter Album. But we'll leave you with this Lennon song from Imagine, which got its start at the Escher Sessions of May of 1968 at George's house as Child of Nature. Then you'll hear what it became. I'm Joe Johnson. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week on the Beatle Brunch Radio Network.
On the road to Rishikesh, I was dreaming more or less, and the dream I had was true. Yes, the dream I had was true. I'm just a child of nature. I don't need much to set me free. I'm just a child of nature. I'm one of nature's children. I was dreaming of the past, my heart was beating fast. I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry. Just a jealous guy. I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside. I was shivering.
You I'm just a jealous guy. Watch out, I'm just a jealous guy. Look at me, I'm just a jealous guy.